Hello, this is The Coffee for Wednesday with Vitor Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. After a fair between the two companies appears to have settled, Amazon is now allowing Google's YouTube app on its Fire TV and branded smart TVs. In April, the two companies announced that some of their products and services will once again work together, but they didn't provide a concrete date. Now it seems that day has come, and additional Google services like YouTube Kids and YouTube TV will be coming to Amazon's smart home products in the coming months. Additionally, Amazon has recently begun selling Google's Chromecast and Nest devices, and Amazon's Prime TV streaming platform is available on Google's Android TVs. An AI-powered feature on Instagram can identify potentially offensive comments and ask users if they actually want to post them. The tool detects mean or harmful comments and sends an in-app pop-up notification asking, "Are you sure you want to post this?" Early tests show that some people do delete the negative comment instead of posting. The head of Instagram wrote in a post that it's our responsibility to create a safe environment. Video conferencing provider Zoom has pushed out an emergency patch to address the zero-day vulnerability for Mac users that could potentially expose a live webcam feed to an attacker, launching you into a Zoom video chat you never intended to launch. The move is a surprise reversal of Zoom's previous stance, in which the company treated the vulnerability as a low risk and defended its use of a local web server that intentionally exposed Zoom users to potential attacks. The government of Singapore says it wants more details about Facebook's digital currency project Libra before deciding whether it needs to implement new regulations. A senior minister says Libra could be regulated under anti-money laundering rules. The Monetary Authority of Singapore notes it's in talks with the company. Google Stadia will continue to support purchased games, even if the developer pulls them from its platform, reports 9to5 Google. An updated Stadia fact notes purchased games give users the right to keep playing said titles. This was Your Shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.